On the Edge of Now, Book 1, The Departure. He lay on the ground, disoriented and panting, trying to stave off the nausea. Rolling over, he expected Lego to greet him, but he wasn't there. Where is that dog? He wondered as he sat up, scanning the area. Nothing. Well, nothing if he didn't count the pulsating portal still hovering above the ground. Tag refused to look at it. The last time he saw it, he entered its swirling mass without even thinking about the consequences. He stood slowly, surveying the area for his backpack. Again, nothing. What the hell? A seeping light from the portal bled into the patch of dirt where he stood, slightly illuminating the black ink of night. Where the hell am I? He looked up, determining constellations were as they should be. Maybe I should head back to the truck, he thought. Maybe Lego will be there. As he turned to leave, the portal began to swell, illuminating the path before him. The air charged with an enveloping overpressure. Then, a gulping sound and a thud, as if something hit the ground. Moments later, a groan. Tag glanced back at the pulsating light. A dark form lay slumped on the ground in front of the portal. As he watched, it moved in small jerks to a sitting position, its hands clutching the shadowy form of a head. The new arrival struggled to readjust. Tag knew from his own portal travel experience there was a feeling of extreme disorientation. Whoever followed him seemed to be experiencing the same thing. Even so, rushing up to a confused individual whom he didn't know didn't seem the best approach under the circumstances. No, letting the effects wear off seemed most prudent. Only then would he initiate contact. At the moment, the evolving form wasn't aware of his presence, and Tag wanted to keep it that way until he could further assess his situation. Several minutes later, the new arrival managed to stand, scanning its new environment. At the precise moment Tag realized the startled individual saw him standing there, the portal intensified its brilliance and then winked out with a popping sound. As he watched, he realized the portal emanated a low-grade swishing noise he didn't notice when recovering from his experience. As the light of the portal dimmed, the new arrival and Tag struggled to refocus from the dramatic shift of complete illumination to total darkness. Each faced a stranger. Tag closed his eyes in an effort to regain his night vision, although, in the total darkness, it probably didn't make any difference. The only thing he had was his hearing, and by closing his eyes, he amped it up a notch, for when he could tell the new arrival was doing the same. Tag made the first move. Are you all right? No response. That's quite the trip. Feet shifting on the ground. Where are you from? Again, nothing. Do you have a light source? He regretted not finding his backpack filled with his hiking gear, including a powerful flashlight. Still, no response. Look, I mean you no harm. Is it okay if I approach you? It was weird to have someone so close, yet silent. Tag couldn't get a read on facial expressions or body language, so he had no idea of the new arrival's thoughts or intentions. He bit the bullet. Okay, I'm moving towards you. As he stepped forward, his night vision sharpened and he saw a vague form outlined in dim starlight. The shape stepped back, a retreat of 4 paces from its initial position. Okay, relax. I'm not going to move towards you anymore. I'll leave it up to you. Approach me when you're ready. Finally, muttered words he could barely discern, a high-pitched feminine voice. Is she speaking a different language? Whatever you said, I don't understand. He waited in the dark for a response. Look, I'm tired and I'm going to sit for a bit. You can stay over there or come and sit with me, whatever you'd like. Maybe it were the adrenaline dump when he took the portal ride, but suddenly he felt as if he had no energy. He made a big production of making noise, settling onto the ground so his counterpart could fix on his stationary position. Within 30 seconds, the new arrival did the same. Since the conversation was one-sided, Tag figured it best to clam up for a while, giving the gal over there a chance to mellow out and hopefully decide he didn't have undesirable intentions. By allowing the new arrival to become comfortable with him, it gave him a chance to review the choices he made that day, the choices that got him there. From his intensive background in martial arts training, Tag knew how to meditate and relax completely, grounding himself in the moment. He soon drifted into a deep sleep, dreaming of traveling through a slender, long tube of energy at warp speeds, arriving in new places and encountering new people, danger always lurking in the background. When he awakened, birds chirped in nearby bushes, and from the position of the sun, he figured it was about 7 in the morning. Considering what he went through the evening before, he felt oddly refreshed. Suddenly, in a flashing moment of awareness, he recalled everything. The portal, his transporting, most important, the encounter in the dark with a new arrival stranger. He sat up and rose to his feet in one continuous, fluid motion. There she was, facing him. The details he didn't see the night before were clearly evident in the bright sunlight. The new arrival was diminutive and shapely in all the correct female places. Attractive, too. Some may describe her as intriguing, others exotic. One thing was apparent, and he knew why the conversation was one-sided. Clearly, she wasn't from his neck of the woods. Green skin, red vertically shaped eyes, and pointed ears with furred tufts were his first clue. Jeez, he thought. All I wanted to do was go for a hike with my dog.